So a mortgage company figured out the minimum salary you need to buy an average house in 25 major U.S. cities. Cleveland, the cheapest. You need a salary of $19,435 to buy a home there. San Francisco, yeah, it's the most expensive. You're going to need at least make $115,510 a year if you want to think about buying a home.
How about some random facts for you on this Wednesday? You know Hawaiian pizza, the ham and the pineapple on top? It wasn't invented in Hawaii. It was invented by a guy named Sam Panopalahis in Ontario, Canada, in 1962. There are whales alive today who've been alive since before Moby Dick was written in 1851. They're bowhead whales off the coast of Alaska, and they're over 200 years old.
Didn't know they could live that long.
A lot of U.S. presidents have gotten honorary doctorates, but only one actually earned a straight-up doctorate, and that's Woodrow Wilson. He got a PhD in history and political science from Johns Hopkins University. And the average American eats almost a ton of food in a year. In 2011, the average American ate 1,966 pounds of food, or about 5.5 pounds of food
a
day.
That's a lot of food. Monday night, Merrill Davis and Charlie White were the first U.S. ice dancing team ever to win gold. Now that leaves six events in the Winter Olympics where the U.S. has never won a gold medal. They include figure skating pairs, curling, biathlon, cross-country skiing, ski jumping, and luge.
54-year-old Michael Quinn, he lives in Springfield, Missouri, and he has quite a bit of brain damage from a series of falls that started about 6 years ago. Then in 2010, he went blind, but through it all, he refused to give up playing basketball. He practices by having someone stand under the basket, call his name so he knows where it is, and apparently he's a pretty good shot, because on Saturday, Michael was picked for a contest where he got to take a three-point shot during halftime at a college basketball game, and he made it. And obviously the crowd went absolutely nuts when it happened. And for making the shot, Michael won free McDonald's for a year. A
couple of headlines for you to wrap up today's Stack of Leftovers. Someone noticed that in the fine print of the Capital One credit contract, they say technically they can come to your house or office to collect money from you. Capital One said they would never actually do that, though. And the internet going wild over a woman who says her excessive amount of facial hair makes her feel sexier.
Not many women in the world like her facial hair.
And when I say excessive, I mean she's sporting a full beard. Your Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.